That made you jump, didn't it? Idiot one and idiot two were talking shit and telling me to hurry up.
I'm two.
You two?
You're two. No, you're one. I was two.
If we're counting Arabic numerals, you're one because I go left to right.
We're not.
Idiot
we
one.
And idiot three.
Yeah, so hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops, a rugby league fan cast made for the thousands of listeners we have out there in Australia, around the world. And in Port Macquarie.
And in prison.
Oh, love.
Definitely in prison.
Shout out to our prison. We are now officially classed in the Australian penal system as a conjugal.
He said penal. So, well, I'm joined today. I'm Larry Floyd, and I'm joined by...
You are Larry Floyd.
Thank you. Thank you for affirming that for me as I was having an existential crisis. I'm being joined by Morton, the Iron Curtain Paragon.
Greetings, comrades.
And Ray, Candy. There you go.
I feel like running in. Clap me in.
Sounds like a used car salesman.
Sounds like.
Looks like.
There's a wonderful thing happening.
All
the bad boys in rugby league are going to bush footy. Yeah. Did you hear about this?
No.
Virgo is playing bush footy.
Virgo's going bush.
He's going bush.
Dugan, as we know, Curtis Scott and Ferguson are playing in the same team.
Same team.
Jesus.
So I'm going to start off the potty with this amazing idea, bush footy. Okay, let's fucking televise it. I actually did a bit of research, and there's actually six regions in New South Wales that have first grade bush footy happening.
Yep.
And we need to do it, man. We televised the trial matches and they were fantastic. There's a market for it.
Drop
the stupid penalties and all that sorts of stuff, and let's take it back a bit where there's shoulder charges allowed, where there's a bit of thuggery, where concussion is up to the player again, and televise it. Have it at the Friday, Thursday nights, 9:30 PM slot. Have it live. Saturday, so after your normal NRL, have it in that sort of 9:30 MA 15 R-rated plus time slot, and have the games going then.
Can we, to quote Larry Floyd, I'd watch the shit out of that.
Yeah,
how good
could
would
we
it be?
Have a playoff, a two tiered system, country footy and prison footy, and then a crossover for a final series.
That's like the fucking NFL. It'll be exactly two conferences, prison conference and bush conference.
Who's not watching the best of the prison conference?
We call it bush bash.
Bush bash, there you go. But there's already six regions,
sounds
right?
Sounds like a Turkish guy. maybe an Arab. Bush bash! Come here, bush bash! Where's your hummus? Bush bash!
I wish I got that on my year 12 jersey.
Bush bash. Yeah, it meant a different thing back then.
There's six regions. You've got East Coast Dolphins, Great Northern Tigers, Western Rams, Newcastle and Central Coast. So there's actually already leagues there. And if you actually go into the leagues, you've got about 12 to 13 teams in each league. So the teams that finish first in each league should have like a six team playoff. Okay. So teams like Evans Head Bombers.
Good name.
Cudgen Hornets.
Can I have that one again?
Cudgen Hornets.
Cudgen?
Cudgen, whatever.
Oh, but are you going to fucking send me an email about this again, correcting you, you fucking cunt?
I hope none of them start with X.
Mullumbimby Giants. So this is the North Coast.
That should be the Mullumbimby Weeds. Come on, man.
Mullumbimby Weeds.
Yeah. Mullumbimby Wizards. Warlocks. Something to do with... Continue.
Dungawan Cowboys. That's a Morton side, that one there. You would go for a Dungawan for sure, mate.
Are you making up places?
I'm not, mate. Dungawan. That's what it is. Let's have a look. Let's go down to the Canberra division. There may be some good names there. Let's find Floyd's team.
What about the Warhope Wankers?
Wooden Valley Rams.
Remember back in the day, Larry, they referred to you as Warhope Jesus for a while?
Did you know this when I was War Hope Jesus?
You started a cult. You may not realise that Larry Floyd led a cult for a small period of time in the War Hope region.
I had to leave, but I left behind many progeny. For you, for those of you Port Macquarie listeners, yeah, I was War Hope Jesus. I used to do baptisms off the back of a speedboat.
He also used to water ski in a pair of 70s thongs.
Yeah. Not many people can do that.
No.
So we have this comp going. Top places, playoff. Why not?
Yeah.
How good would it be? Bush footy, man. Have some fights. Have some stink. Have the canteen running. Have live football going. Like, we watched all the trial matches, so appetite is there.
Yep.
Everyone was loving the trial matches. So
let's do it.
Man, we've got to do it. Talk in my language.
How good would it be? Yeah. So after let's say, the Friday night game that starts at 7, finishes, what, 9:30?
Well, starts at 8, finishes about 10, but yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, you're asleep. That's why you don't fucking know.
put on a live Bush League game and just sort of, just drift
have
off.
Have a bash, man. A Bush bash. A Bush bash. Wait, did you pick me a team?
I got one for you, the Bidgee Bulls.
There you go.
That's all you.
There was one.
Bidgee Bulls.
There was one in Tookley I was trying to find for you. Because you look like a Tookley sort of guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey?
Hello to our friends at Tookley.
You're going to have to look. He says there's literally there's about 40 teams.
Group
here.
8, mate. Group 8. They're my people.
Group 8.
I got you, Larry. You can have. The Coonabarabran. I'll give you 8 million guesses, and you'll never guess what their team name is. The Coonabarabran
cunts.
Got close? Two correct letters. Unicorns.
Oh, really?
Oh, is there a unicorn team?
Why would they be called the unicorn?
Okay, we've gone too far, people. We need to peel this back. This political correctness has gone too far.
I would love someone from the Coonabarabran Unicorns to hit us up with some information.
If you're listening to Coonabarabran,
we'll come out.
Yeah. We'll do a show.
We'll call a game. If you'd like your country football game called by three profane idiots for an adults-only audience, we're willing to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll work for beer.
I'll work for a tug job around the back of a dumpster.
Hopefully. Preferably from a female, but he's not that fussy.
Well, I got to say, I'm a little fussy.
And he's in that park football right there.
That's it.
He'd be still eating his pie. What does Ray Carney work for, you reckon? Just don't beat him up. That's it.
I can see you thinking there, idiot three. Yeah. Don't.
I was all over it.
There's one more thing I wanted to bring up. Did you guys know that it was fucking multicultural round this round? Because let me tell you, the NRL did a terrible job. Did you know it was a thing?
I couldn't work out why Cody Walker was doing an interview with lollies around his neck before the game. It was very confusing because I didn't know it was multicultural round. Is that the problem, Cody?
Is his diabetes that bad?
Yeah. as soon as he finished his interview, Latrell just ate the whole fucking necklace.
They had no idea.
Don't be like that.
They had no idea, the NRL, how to promote multicultural.
No. The commentators keep going, they do such a good job. Who was it? Corey Parker just throws in, Tom Opacek, Serbian background. That was it, multicultural round.
Yeah, that was it.
They should have played in dress, for instance. You know, the Islander boys could have had their sarong. The Aussie players would have had the wife beaters on. That's their national dress, isn't it?
Yep.
Board shorts and thongs on.
That'd be good.
That's the Australian dress.
And Turkish players in the mankini.
It's a turkey.
Well, Kazakh, I mean, this is as close as you're going to get, isn't it?
They could have had a parade for all the Lebanese compo people go around the stadium. They could have done that.
first tackle. Our Lebanese team just hits the ground, calls their lawyers.
Brilliant.
Waving to the crowd. But, yeah, there should have been something else done. Like, it was pretty pathetic, man.
It was shit.
I saw one flag at a stadium, and that was about it.
I didn't even see that.
Warriors all could have come out running out with sheeps on their cocks.
Oh. That comment was brought to you by Morton of the Iron Curtain Paragon.
Not so Iron Curtain-ish then.
I'm just trying to make ideas.
But we're not the fans are very multicultural, but the players are not. No. We've only got, you know, there's only a certain type of oath that plays our game.
Oh, yeah.
And it's more the Pacific Islander Australian oath. Like, I know there's a few Lebanese players, there's a few other, but...
A few Turkish.
On the whole.
Very, on the whole. It's
you
just
don't see
Australian.
Any Chinese or Indian
no.
players.
I think they'd make great halfbacks. I really do. They're smart people. They preserve
they,
their bodies.
They, oh my God.
What do you mean?
You can't say they Indian anymore.
Yes, you can.
You can't, yeah, yeah, you can say they, you can't say he or she. You're
yeah,
confused,
what are you
man.
Talking about?
He was being correct there.
I don't think you can say they in that context.
What do you say? It.
That's even worse.
Do we want to go down this road? Because we'll never come back. Like,
but yeah, there's the fans are multicultural, but the players aren't.
Those people.
Those people.
It.
Those beautiful people.
Jesus. But yeah, it is a game for oafs. I think you are correct,
mate.
And they've got some food in some decent
exactly.
food. Come on, man.
George and Lenny. That's who. Rugby league epitomizes George and Lenny from of Mice and Men.
And Jake Tomas.
Explain further.
Well,
for Idiot 2.
Idiot 2. Have you read of Mice? Steinbeck's of Mice and Men, the great novella about itinerant workers during the Depression.
He's the bunny at the end, this guy.
Chasing the American dream.
Yeah.
And George and Lenny. Lenny is the big oaf that is living with autism, I believe is the correct term.
Well,
and
George just calm down, mate.
George is, well, it's true if you look at his behaviours. And George is the his
the brains of the
family
outfit.
Friend that, yeah. Small, quick-witted, sharp, understands the lay of the land really quick. But Lenny's okay. got all the he does all the prop work.
It's Corey Horsbrough.
Fall asleep, mate.
Essentially,
Corey Horsbrough. Yeah, he is Lenny.
Yeah, he's Lenny.
Horsbrough's Lenny. Okay.
He killed someone this week. Who did he hit? He smashed someone.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll get to that.
It was good.
Roadkill.
All right, Dragons. 12. We told you round one. The Dragons are poo.
Poo-poo.
Yep.
Sharks, 36. They might be good. 6-2. This was done at half time. Jaden Sua, strong contender here for like the fucking Oscar the Grouch award. He's just in the bin every fucking week.
I love him.
Oh, every week he's in the bin.
He's close to being my special boy.
Yeah.
He is.
However, did he really deserve to go to the bin for the last...
Just send him every week.
No.
If he's on, he's got to go.
Starts from the bin.
Yeah.
That was bullshit. All of a sudden, they're sending people in the bin for that type of stuff. Come on.
Yeah, that was bullshit. It's his record, mate. It's his record. How does that happen and fucking Solomon clock someone in there, nearly takes their head off? Nothing. Yeah.
Jaden Sewell's got carryover sin bin points.
Carryover sin bin points?
As soon as he fucking scratches his nut in the bin, mate. Oh. I only got two things from this game. One, is Nicho Hynes, because he's coming up now as Nicholas Hynes.
Is he?
So... Is this the first reported case of someone moving to the Shire and getting classier?
Mm.
I was contemplating this.
Maybe
for
he's
hours.
Transitioning. Maybe he's transitioning because Nicho, what do you add to Nicholas to make Nicho?
Lass.
And what does that mean in Welsh?
Chick.
Female.
Mm.
Nicholas.
And he's a bit feminine, isn't he?
He's very good looking.
He's pretty.
Lass.
Yeah. Until he smiles. Fix your teeth, man. You got enough money now.
Yeah,
fix
he's
your
got
teeth.
A, yeah.
Your face, wig's all right.
Face from Hollywood, teeth from Central Coast.
Jesus.
I thought you guys would have been happy with the Finucane scrum strike there. That was old school footy.
Did you watch him run out?
No.
You got to watch it. It's insanity.
Yeah.
If you ran onto the field the way Dale Finucane runs on, you'd be done. That's it. Your game would be over.
Wow.
He charges in there.
Does he?
He runs like there's one of those big banners to run through, but there's nothing there. He's running through an imaginary banner that says, congratulations, Dale Finucane.
As an amateur psychologist, I would suggest that as a child, he ran into a banner and bounced off, didn't get through.
You think? Sterlo, LA, state of origin style?
Exactly like that.
My other was a question for you two learned gentlemen.
We're learned. We're not gentlemen, though.
Are the Sharks for real?
Who have they played?
Well, they played the Knights this week.
Who did they play round one?
They lost round one. To someone.
Yep.
Raiders.
We're all over this
Raiders.
Shit.
Raiders.
They lost to the Raiders.
And then they beat the Dragons. Yeah.
They beat the Dragons and, yeah.
Let's see how they go against Storm.
They look all right, though. They look all right.
Rabbitohs.
I'm a bit worried about, like, like the smaller fullbacks in the game at the moment.
They beat Para round two.
They did beat Parramatta.
Oh, okay. Lass kicked the penalty.
That was right at the end, though. Yeah,
on the side. Right, but Para's a good win. They're in good form.
Yeah.
But is it the season where teams are just going to have off nights? I feel like there's some good teams that have just come out and they just haven't played well. I think it's going to be one of those seasons where you're just off a little bit and teams are just going to take advantage of it.
Unless you're the Tigers, and that's every fucking game. I feel their team's definitely better than last year, but come on. Like, Hines is a good addition. I reckon their fullbacks are gone. Better. Kennedy's he's good, man.
Yeah. You haven't brought up the big news for next week. Your special boy, Tolman. Yeah. 300th game. Next week. Come on, mate.
And you've watched the
whole... How many texts I'm going to get if they bring that prick out?
He's the best player off the ball I've ever seen in my life.
Put him on the bench, too.
You've watched them all, mate. You've watched them all.
I've never seen a man off the ball play so well, mate. But when he gets the ball, he's fucking horrible. I don't understand how he's still playing first grade, but he's just good.
Because people think he's James Graham when they signed him.
Yeah.
Think, oh, fuck. How come he signed his name different?
Going back to the scrum thing, Finucane. Why can't you fucking strike for the ball anymore?
I know.
That's just bullshit. It should get to the point where you can actually send your smallest player from the lock position through the scrum to try and get the ball.
You know, and then
have another defense.
Submarining. Well, if a plane's crashing, right, and you don't have your seatbelt on, you need to know this for when you're flying.
Air Turkey.
Yeah. You go under, the passengers submarine under the seats. Right?
Oh, my God.
And so they're all stack of passengers all submarined under the seats and the plane crashes and blows. It's a terrible way to go. But we could bring it into the scrum. Submarining.
I could think something else I could do on the way down if a plane was going to crash. Submarining. But
into some poor...
Not facing down.
Into some poor Nico Lass.
I think Cronulla... You ready for it?
You're facing down. Hang on. Let's go back.
You're facing
down. I said not facing down.
Oh, okay.
I think Cronulla are going to make top four. How do you like them apples?
You're just...
Well, it's not like you to go off early, is it?
New coach, some good experienced players, excellent pack, good bench.
Excellent pack?
Lost to the Raiders.
Oh, man. Come on. They've got
a good team. I don't know about their backs, though.
No, I think they're solid, man.
Nico Hines has made a big, big difference.
He's
to
a good
them.
Player.
I think it's leveled out a lot more. We're not going to have a clear-cut Storm and Roosters in the top four, I don't think. So
here's their bench for last week. Aiden Tolman, despite all the bullshit. Fifita, Cam McGuinness, and Braden Trindle. That's their bench.
It's not bad.
You
not
take
bad.
That bench. Come on.
Not bad.
Fucking Tolman, it's like he's looking at me.
Is this a game we weren't going to do long one?
Yeah. I think they're for real. I've answered my question because you two didn't answer. All right.
I don't.
Let's do this. Tigers fans, just join hands. Come on. We'll get through this together. Warriors 16, Tigers 12. The Tigers are the only 0-3 team. Mother of God, Tigers.
Yep.
How did they just throw that game away?
That not checking a Leilua try was pretty piss.
That's terrible, fucked. Mate.
They check everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Why wouldn't they?
I'm pretty sure he scored, right?
Yeah, he scored.
Like they would have checked it while the game was going as well. They would have had a quick look at it, and they still didn't fucking refer.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Absolutely. Any other team, if that was Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Para, they'd still big be checking team, it. They'd be
yep.
checking it, right?
Yep.
But, yeah, they got a right to feel. Now, there's some weird shit in this game.
Oh, yeah.
One, James Tarmey looks like Captain Thunderbolt at this fucking stage. He's fucked up. He's aged, fucking beard. He scored, he got up. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
He was looking good there, yeah. Right.
Problem two. Well, I'm sure we'll get to Madge. But if you were a coach under pressure.
I am, you know that.
And you're in the box. Do you need James Roberts there?
No, and he was wandering around behind him, moving around, food. Agitated. Oh, it was terrible.
Looking for food or looking for meth?
And let me tell you, bloody...
Allegedly.
Madge is a stiff, taut man. Like, you don't want to startle him. He'll fucking snap his spine. He's that stiff.
He's wound tight, man.
You can't...
He's fucking Travis Bickle.
Yeah. That's right.
He's got Iron Curtain characteristics, hasn't he? He's all fucked up.
he's Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver. Just he's you know when he loses it and he's just looking at his TV and he's pointing his gun at the TV and he just kicks it over? Then it's Rampage. When we get to Madge's Rampage...
When he gets the mohawk,
Oh, no.
He's got a shave his head. He's got to mix it up, Madge.
Yeah.
He's got to do something to startle his team, scare his team, or make them think they've got a new coach.
You know what? Old 70s horseshoe, flannel rolled up at the sleeves, and just walk around slapping him like fucking Will Smith at the Oscars.
Fucking yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Old 70s horseshoe.
Yeah.
That's like angry dad.
I like to have a boy Safaf, Chanel number 6, tries to milk a penalty, and Safaf just screaming at him over the top of him. That was good.
Yeah, he's good.
You taught him well, Larry.
I did.
They were in the game, academy. Though. That would have been talking completely different. Fucking, there was a moment where Dane Laurie dropped the ball. Do you think he was thinking about the pokies just like as he was just he's thinking was, about that feature he missed out on?
Dane Laurie's got bush footy.
Stupid.
Bush footy written all over him.
He dropped it over, like, it was, oh, man, if he caught that, he would have...
What pokey was he playing? Montezuma's Revenge, you reckon?
Queen of the Nile, I'd
Queen say. Of the Nile, yeah.
Bit exotic, Dane.
Big Red. Big Red out there.
Is that the kangaroo one?
Yeah.
There's Montezuma's Revenge, then there's a whole bunch of dragon ones.
Jewel, yeah, there's a dragon one. Yeah. Anyway,
Dane Laurie, get back to us and tell us what poker you were playing.
Yeah. Now, the word out of Campbelltown is that who would have thought that there's allegations that Robbie Farah's causing trouble at the Tigers? I mean, apart from Mick Potter. So he's vehemently denied that he's undermining coach Michael Maguire because Robbie's running the water, if you haven't noticed. I hope it's water, the way they're playing, maybe not. Accusations that Robbie Farah hurled abuse at the coach's box in the dying minutes of Friday night's game. Multiple spectators were posting that Farah was just going off on the sideline, pointing up at the coach's box. Don't ask me, ask that dickhead up there.
Yeah.
Now, he's undermined before at this club.
He has.
Anyone that vehemently denies something is usually fucking guilty, right?
Yeah.
It was like an email sent from a fan to a fucking radio show, and I know a few people have come in.
He's got form.
But the fact you can start shit like that so anonymously and people pick it up and run with it.
I think that's how the Korean War started. Memory?
Yeah. I had a good idea watching this game. Like, we you crossed did. To the sideline commentator to get his view on the game. Can we do like a cross to like just a random fan?
Yeah.
Watching it from
home.
I
would love that.
Like a chat roulette type thing where you don't know what you don't know who it's going to be. You just put it on and then they give their opinion on the game so far.
Yeah, there's a guy sitting out there in his 1988 Tigers Alpha Micro jersey.
Jesus.
What's your thought? I went to the first game of Tigers game this year against Melbourne and I've got to say there was a lot of guys just there on their own looking sad.
Yeah.
Diehards.
Have you been to Coles on a Sunday night?
I have a few times.
Yeah, that's what you see. Yeah, exactly. You see a lot of sad single men with their carrying the little basket around and buying meals for one.
You shouldn't be sad if you're single, people.
No, yeah.
Enjoy life.
Fucking rejoice.
Get out there and enjoy it, mate.
Eat your meal for one. Don't wash shit up. Throw it in the bin and get on with your life.
Eat your meal over the sink.
Yeah. With no pants on.
Don't even cook the frozen dinners, mate.
Nah.
Just no pants allowed in the house.
Why cook a frozen dinner when someone else can do it for you?
Just suck it.
Suck it frozen.
Just stick a straw in it. Suck it as it melts.
Pass out on the couch, mate. That's living.
Covered in Coles tandoori chicken.
And there should be a cloud of Cheeto dust everywhere you go.
Yes, that's yeah.
Just spraying it out of your ass as you walk.
The last 20 minutes of this game, everyone had cramps. They had fallen apart. So the two shit teams, you could tell fitness is an issue still. I thought all the teams would be on the same level fitness wise, but I don't think they are because you looked at the other teams, they were just smashing it. Yep. These guys were falling apart, man. There was people on the ground everywhere,
looked like
cramps.
Mash.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Tigers play Titans this week. Whatever the overs is, take that.
Up there too.
They're the only team on zero as well.
Yeah, they're fucked, aren't they?
There's a girl running around my head. I know she made me free.
listening to Balls Out No Flops, the original rugby league motherfuckers from hell. She made me crazy, my dream is love. She made me feel like a motherfucker from hell. I didn't realize how much of that song I recorded.
It's great.
Yeah. I want that song, by the way, when I finish work, because we work together, I want you to play that really loudly as I'm walking out. I'm sticking my finger up at everyone.
Can I have a boombox?
Yeah.
Did you see in one of the NFL playoffs this year, I think it was both games they played in the playoffs, the 49ers, as they came out, there was this guy, I don't know who he was, and he was carrying, because all their playoff games were away games, and he just carried this boombox was the size of a mini. Wow, he's just carrying this thing on his shoulder, just booming out whatever music they want. And I'm like, oh, that's good.
That's good, yeah.
Now, the biggest one I've ever seen. It's fucking enormous. You'd fire a rocket out of it.
let's not
Commando.
Encourage it too much, because then you've got the other end of the scale where you've got those fucking teenagers with their stupid little fucking, what is it, MP3 players or whatever the
fuck it is,
blaring their music on trains and while they're walking around.
Easy. You just pick up their speaker and throw it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's hard to throw a boombox the size of a car.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Souse, 28, first win of the year. Roosters, 16. Larry Floyd, go for it.
I told you. I predicted it.
Well, you had a 50% chance, didn't you?
Well,
I told you, he says.
Roosters coming off a good win, and then South's coming off two losses. We've just got their fucking number.
You do.
We played them up the middle. Just fucking Cam Murray, mate. Oh. Cam Murray. It's just awesome. He's that's all player. I can say.
Awesome game.
He was just unbelievable, and he's just unstoppable.
You know why he's good? He does all the dirty shit as well. Like, as in, like, the dirty work. He's not just a big play guy. He's the guy making that crucial tackle. He's the guy doing the hard hit up. He just does everything.
Yeah, and he can score tries.
That's the best individual performance I've seen so far this year.
Yeah,
Cam Murray.
Absolutely. Cookie great. Came to play. He had a lot of runs. He had a lot of good runs.
Is he off the hook, though, or is he... Because is he going
to... It doesn't take much for me to get you're back in off the hook. I love him. what are you doing?
What number am I on the mic?
Ray? Always two. Fuck. Always two, mate.
I can just turn Larry down. He's just annoying
me. No, look. But no one... Did you pick us? Did either of you tip us? Did you put us in your multi?
I thought Roosters were going to run away with it. Yeah. I just thought it was their year. I thought you guys are still trying to find your feet, but... You got the stick on them, man. They're just...
So it's four times in a row.
And it was great. It was great.
I think three out of those four times, at least more by 30. One was 54, one was 60.
Yep. What do you think about my overreaction after round one that the Roosters will finish five or six max? I don't think they're top four.
No, I think I agree with you.
Did you say that, did you?
Yes, I did.
They're halves, man. I don't think they got the halves. They got two very small halves.
Very still small early. Halves.
Yeah. Still early. Kiri was like a world-class player, so he's had a year off. You've got to give him a few rounds.
Yeah, when he had Kronk fucking playing outside of him. Yeah.
But
I'm a world-class player with Kronk playing outside of me.
The best thing that happened to me this week
Bush
was...
Bush class, at least.
Hey, don't knock Bush class, man.
I'm not...
the best thing this week was Trent Robinson just talking smug like fucking know-it-all asshole, best coach ever. We're going to take it easy. We're not going to build up to the hype. We're not doing all this shit. And they got shat on the first 20 minutes. Yeah, so he got it completely wrong. So... Yeah,
what do you think was going to happen? Feeling. You guys were 0-2.
Yeah.
Like, Demetrio is starting to shit pellets, right? You don't go 0-3 if you're Souths, right?
Why wouldn't you use it? Like, why wouldn't you use the event?
I mean, the Roosters should have known what was coming. That was some aggression. They were so side to side, the Roosters. And Teddy was messy, man.
We shut him down. We were torpedoed really on messy. Him. As soon as he got the ball, there were three guys on him.
He made a few silly mistakes, and I think he had an off night, which is rare for Teddy. But
and considering they wanted to come out and make up for the Jai arrow on Teddy in Origin, and what was the other fucking...
Manu.
And Manu.
Latrell.
Mm. Oh, I love that when Manu scored over Latrell, and he got up and he's doing a big fucking song and dance, and then Latrell scored and just... Yeah, just nodded at the end of it.
It was like they thought they won after Manu scored.
Yeah.
It was like that was it. The night was over for them. Mm. It exacted some kind of revenge. Like it was, they were very winks side to side to Russo.
They've got problems in their halves and they've got problems at fucking nine. They need a world-class nine and they need a decent half. But they're getting getting you next year, the cheese.
Oh, they are, aren't they? Yeah. Fucking hell.
So he'll straighten them up.
Oh, mate, that's going to be the buy of the year, I reckon. He's been playing awesome. But yeah, it was good. Hargraves is still holding in the marker position. I can't believe the game hasn't cracked down on that. Every time he gets tackled, he gets up, and when he plays the ball, he holds the marker. It's just, it's plain sight. Yeah. Someone do something about it.
And he comes in over the top. Yeah. He comes in over the top, and then he'll just fucking push people's heads down. He lands on where their forearm. He's just the dirtiest, old player, mate. DAP.
Every week we used to have a prick of the week. Like we used to have like 10 of them each round. I feel like the prick of the week's dying. I think everyone's just trying to be the nice guy
every week.
But he's still holding the mantle as prick of the week. But then we don't have as many as we used to. Littrell's doing a good job.
No,
prick.
Get out of here.
I think Mitch Barnett might have thrown his hat in the ring.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just, you know, that's
good old-fashioned fun.
That's bush, mate.
That's just fun.
Cody Walker, great game. Callum Mutungi, great game.
He's good, yeah.
Two disallowed tries too, Littrell and Callum Mutungi. And then they both scored straight after. Yeah. So
We crossed the line 7 times. Mm. So it could have been fucking 40.
You should be their stats guy, mate. Mm. You should get in there.
Don't worry, I'm on Twitter the whole time, mate. They banned me a couple of times, but I'm back in. I keep
two positional switches again.
Well, we had
Paul Jackson.
Yeah, Paul Jackson. Paul Jackson stayed out on the wing, and Tane Milne was Milne of the match for me. He was fucking awesome.
He smashed Tupanuva.
Oh, he killed fucking him. Decked him, didn't he?
Gave it to him.
Yeah.
Now is
took
this,
his lollies.
Do you think Souths are back in top four?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we've got Panthers this week. Let's
at
see.
Penrith.
At Penrith.
Possible Cleary come back.
God, I hope so.
You want him playing.
Yeah. I think it actually be better for you if he comes back this week. He might be a little clunky, right?
Oh, Rick, I want to put him out for the year.
Please do.
And break his shoulder.
Lovely, isn't
Please
it?
Please do, mate. Hey,
fuck him. Fuck him.
I'm looking forward to South Penrith. Should be good.
That'll be. Oh, look. Also, open invitation. I think Mrs. Floyd's going away for the weekend. So
this weekend?
Could get a bit messy on Friday night. So far, I've ordered the
Fireball
and the Crative Cheetos.
DMT. No.
If I get DMT by the crate, I would.
Could you just get like a ton of chicken wings delivered?
I think so.
That'd be good.
I think the metric measure of that is a shit ton.
Shit ton.
Shit ton.
Do you want to come over for wings? Wings and beers?
Possibly. Why is South playing every Thursday, Friday? I don't know. Are they the new Broncos?
They're the biggest team in the country.
It was so good to see like different teams.
They're the red and green machine.
You cannot take the you can't take the machine. Come on. You can't do that. But it was good to see like Dragons, Sharks. I know it's not the best matchup, but it was good to see some other teams
playing. Pretty
playing.
Different coloured jerseys. Is that what you need?
Look at the pretty Dragons.
I just South are just they're starting.
Mate,
to
we're the most popular team in fucking Australian sporting.
Well, what's wrong
history?
With your crowd then?
No, they're not.
Their crowd, like, you tell you what, the Knights and Broncos fans, they deserve a good fucking prime time slot. Not you guys. Who turned up? Who was in the crowd that night? It was terrible.
20,000.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's still not good. Yeah, there was like
the
40,000.
The Roosters didn't bring anyone. 15,000 Souths and fucking 5,000.
You counted the tickets, did you?
Well, I'm a Souths fan.
How did you get that?
I was on Twitter, mate. Exactly.
What do you think of these odds for this week's game? Souths, $3.10. Penrith, $1.37.
Fucking take them. Take those odds.
With it,
I'm telling you, put $100. I'll give you $100 right now. Put it on for me, okay?
Fool's Day. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. That's going to be a tough one, man.
Larry,
a tough one.
Not Larry. You're not Larry. You're Ray. Ray. Do you like to tell our listeners about our fine T-shirts and apparel?
Yes. I'm going to post it up there. We've got awesome T-shirts. A few people have already bought them.
Honestly.
A few people have been buying them, which is good, and we haven't even promoted them, so I don't know how they're finding that out.
You sickos, fucking perverts, are you out the front of our houses?
But we're going to post them up there. It's a really good shirt. Get on there.
It is awesome.
Get on where?
I'll post it up. Redbubble.
Yeah. They
are. I'll post it up.
Schmick.
Get on the socials as well. We've had so many emails and all that sorts of stuff, but there's not much action social except for the Port Macquarie boys, champions.
I don't think our listeners know how to use social media.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so.
Anti-social media, they're real good at. Like, just drive past giving you the bird all fucking day.
That's exactly what we want. It's fucking hot in here, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
Nah, it's like the Daintree in here or some shit. I got fucking steam coming out of my...
Geostorm. Fucking hell.
I got groin steam happening.
Groin steam. Sounds like
Green Steam. Panthers 38, Knights 20. Knights are up 6-4 with 5 minutes left in the first half, and then Mitch Barnett does some kind of prison yard drive by elbow on Chris Smith, and it's game over. That was it.
Yeah,
that was pretty late.
I thought the Knights played really, really well until that happened.
Yeah,
that was good. A shame. Really good. Can we just take the player off and replace him using interchange? Why do they have to go down to 12 and ruin the game?
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
Up there in Bathurst, one of your favourite parts of the world, Ray. You love those games.
I do. I'm
just trying to see how he's going to reconcile his hatred of NRL going to the country with his love of country football.
Audio this time was a little bit off. You could hear fucking people canteen orders in the crowd. Whether the crowd was completely quiet or the audio mix was off, even the radio, they had the fucking main commentator too loud.
What were they ordering at the canteen?
Ah, just a bit of pie and coke, mate.
Yeah.
That's pie and coke.
Indigestion though, pie and coke?
They're charging for sauce. If you own any kind of food outlet,
eating establishment,
and you charge for that little thing of sauce, listen carefully, get fucked.
Yeah.
That is so scabby.
It's bad, man.
Build it into the price if you want, because you know what? Everyone wants sauce.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want sauce? Don't act like it's an extra.
And then they put it into that little bit extra tub, and they charge $1.20 for it.
Yeah, because I squeezed it into a tub. You fucks, we're on to you.
That's not happening at Bathurst, though.
No, that's not happening. Whoever does that next, it's on.
You'd have the big bucket of sauce on the side there, dripping everywhere, fucking flies and
sauce gate. So for the first time under the new sort of current judiciary structure, the match review committee didn't say you're getting this many games. Barnett has to go to the judiciary and they're going to decide his fate. So there's a suggestion he's going to get a shit ton suspension.
Mm.
But that got me thinking of some of the great suspensions in the NRL period. I'll run you through a couple of the great moments. I read this great article and had links.
Oh, really?
So it showed all the atrocities. It was fucking awesome. Coming in at a solid number 4, James Graham got 12 weeks for biting Slater's ear in the 2012 grand final. I was in that corner.
Yeah.
I was fucking... loving it. I'm like, chomp it, fucking into it, put some sauce on it.
Yeah,
he's got sauce.
It was okay back then to do that. It was fine.
He should have got a statue.
Yeah. He should have. I was at a wedding and then I ducked out, a few of my mates ducked out in the crucial moments to watch that game. And we walked in on that happening and I was like, fucking, this is fantastic.
Blessed moment.
Blessed moment. Number 3 in the all-time NRL suspensions is John Hopewadi for fingering dates. That's only number 3. He got 12 weeks.
Finger
blast with a forward pike.
That is legendary stuff.
12 weeks.
That's made world news. So.
Yeah. I don't time think that time should again. Be 12 weeks, though.
What are you going with?
I think that's a sort of just here. A shoe and fucking push away. And like, you're disgusting, mate. Have a laugh and see you later.
Smack him with a shoe?
Yeah, just fucking throw a shoe at him.
Put him in the stocks outside Brookvale for a day.
Shoe him off.
Jesus.
Pest. Anyway.
Number 2.
Les Boyd.
NRL period.
Oh,
I was going to go back because I started reading about Bob Cooper. Remember that one? When he bashed Lee Pomfret and got 15 months. 15 months. That's a fucking jail sentence.
Yeah, that's a pretty good beat.
That's your career,
He killed him. He fucking killed him. Number 2, in with a bullet, the aforementioned John Hopewadi. He got 17. Do you remember against the Sharks?
Yes.
He killed Keith Galloway. He just ran through.
Yeah, elbow.
Elbow.
Yeah.
So two silver and bronze is pretty good, right?
It's not bad.
And he mixed it up, elbow, up the date. So he's got it all, Hopper. But number 1. Danny Williams from the Storm. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He dropped Mark O'Neill. Man, this thing, you see it. I bet you've seen this 100 times. Yeah. And when you go watch it, listeners, you'll still go, oh, shit. Because he's mouthing off at Mark O'Neill, who's that second marker. And then Mark O'Neill drops back into the line. Danny Williams plays the ball and just chases him into the defensive line. And just drops him, man. Like old school. Drops him.
Yeah. That's terrible, man.
How long do you get?
He got 18 weeks.
18 weeks.
It's pretty much the season. Yeah.
Season. Wow.
That's when they had the yellow collar, too. Yeah. There's everything to hate about him.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So, not bad, I thought. Barnett, interesting. What are you giving Will Smith yesterday? For bitch slapping Chris Rock.
That's... look, that's I'd give him a month for that at least.
Would you?
Yeah.
How about you, Larry?
I'm
interested here.
Are you?
Because I'm giving him fucking man of the match.
Really? You're giving man of the match?
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, well...
Oh, I don't know.
Look, I think... really think Chris Rock had an opportunity to cement himself as a legend with a fucking great one-liner. And I thought of it. As soon as I saw it, I thought of the one-liner. What'd he say? Get my fucking wife's name out of your mouth. Well, he should have said, where's a white cop when you need one? Right? He says that, that's it. Everyone just goes, fucking clap. Boom, clap, clap, clap. It's topical, it's political.
I thought you were going to say, do you want me to get my cock out of my mouth first?
Well, then, obviously we de-escalate.
That's a mixed reaction on that one.
What?
Since when did you care about mixed reaction?
Saying,
love the awkwardness of it when he was sitting there. Yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was good awkward. Yeah. It was right in the ick hole.
Oh, man.
That's a great, that's a good, he should have said that. He would have been legendary. If he said,
where's a white cup when you need one?
He wore the slap pretty well.
Yeah.
Rock?
Yeah.
Imagine if it was The Rock.
Yeah. The I'm thinking Will sitting down.
Yeah.
He's laughing and clapping. Yeah. It's funny, you're bald.
Hey, you're bald, bitch, you're bald.
Anyway, that was our analysis of Newcastle.
Well, there was something crazy that happened in this game. Come on. There was a guy that got put in the concussion test.
Oh, yeah.
For his fucking hit on the balls. He got hit in the balls.
Kurt Mann.
And he was down, and then the match review committee or whoever it was put him in to do fucking concussion test.
That's fair.
He had nothing to do.
That makes sense to me, man.
Yeah, that is your brain.
Well, I did get hit in the balls a few days ago. My little kid just kicked it, and I was depressed for a week, mate. Seriously, have you been hit in the balls recently?
I try to avoid it.
Mate, I'll tell you what I'm doing tomorrow, all right? I'm going to a urologist.
I really want to hear this.
I'm going to a urologist, right? You'll like this. You will like this. This is your future, by the way.
He's pointing at idiot one. Are you one?
I'm pointing at idiot one. Yeah, I think
am I one?
And if your balls haven't dropped enough, you got to put them on this fucking rotating warm plate, right?
At least it's warm.
I like that.
And they rotate them until they fucking spill out enough for them to be inspected.
You're kidding.
Did I give the plate a name? Like a chick's name? Put them on Monique.
Nicholas. I don't know. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
That sounds all right, though. Warm plate, yeah. Might be weird sensations going on.
Is that plate being cleaned before after the last pair of balls?
How do I know? I've got to walk in and just drop my
sniff
fucking...
it. You got to sniff the plate.
Drop me fucking grunions on a copper plate.
You know there's no... They're just doing that to fuck with you. There's no other reason they're doing that.
For the amount of money that I'm paying, I want to fucking put my balls on every surface that he has.
So I should just give you a thumb up the date. That'd get your balls to drop.
Would it?
Or contract.
Nah, it'd be more of a contract, I think.
They pulled in a little and said,
so I should pull that thumb out of your date.
Like a plug.
That's great analysis of that game. Like, that was really solid, man.
And what game was it?
Newcastle, Penrith.
I was going to talk about how we're going to beat Penrith's line speed, but hey, that's all good, man.
He's putting his balls on a plate.
Yeah, a copper plate that rotates. Why does it have to be copper?
Is it weight bearing?
It's because it heats up, warms up quickly.
Well, if it gets too warm,
I'll
fucking pull them off. I hope they don't stick.
I'd bring an egg and just crack it on the plate first to check the temperature.
I hope they bring that fucking canola spray. sticking.
You can keep the copper after as well and sell it, mate.
I'll put it on our website and our Facebook.
If you see one person walking past with a wooden skewer, get out of there, man. Get out.
That's it. Just thinking about it. All right. What?
Like a Rolling Stone, a Ray Stone.
All right, to our emails. That's fucking hell. This thing's not playing ball now.
We put it on a plate.
It's great to have the interaction with a lot of people. We've got people, messages from England, Port Macquarie, far north Queensland, south west. It's fantastic.
Mate, I went to dinner on Saturday night. It turned into a freaking PR visit.
Yeah?
I had people ask me questions about Ray Carney.
Oh, shit.
What do they want to know?
No, you keep that to yourself,
mate. He's a mystery.
He's a mystery.
They can't picture him. They can't picture. I said he looks like Brandon Smith on crack. I just can't picture him.
I'll take it.
A lot of questions about Ray Carney, but you know, most of them are from anthropologists. You like that, eh?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right.
Nice fade there.
Yeah. I thought it deserved music.
Sick fade.
So, we have an email titled Scottish Potholes, NRL Fantasy, and the Fucking Prancing Panthers.
Good.
And it's from a good friend across the ditch and over the way and through the hills and dales up to the highlands of Scotland. Neil John Stewart, PL.
Champion.
He's going to tell us if I got roads made out of tofu there.
Let's see it.
Do they have roads in Scotland? I thought it was just fields. I thought it was just rolling fields in Scotland.
They got a lot of redheads, don't they?
They do. That's Morton's kryptonite. You know?
You don't like redheads? Or you do like redheads?
Yeah, maybe kryptonite wasn't the right thing.
That is my kryptonite at this point.
So any listeners with a red bush... Please send in a photo. There's Morton. We'll lap it up.
I'm not saying no.
No, I noticed that. I gave you ample opportunity to.
Fine.
Fellas, it's great to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Man, I miss the pod and your collective esoteric wit.
Ooh.
I say esoteric. Some people say esoteric. Well, would you like to correct me on this? And have you?
He says exoteric.
That's right.
It's just funny when he says it. Fucking idiot. We might read out that whole exchange at the end of the show.
Oh, mate, please do.
I can be the Easter egg at the end.
Potholes!
As we're knocking the shit out of each other.
That's great. Potholes. Lads, you've no idea. Up here where the temperature is regularly sub-zero in winter, the local councils regularly spray the roads with a grit mixture containing salt.
Yes, I did know that.
This is great.
To avoid black ice, I believe.
Yeah, makes the surface less of a skid risk.
Yes.
I have a good black ice story from when I was in Berlin.
You got a good skid story as well.
I put a bit of...
When I was in underpants.
Once I hit my 40s, I started putting a bit of salt in the back end of my undies. Same thing. Avoid skids.
Didn't fucking work though, did it?
We've just had a few bush photos just been deleted.
It'll peel some.
Makes the surface less of a skid risk.
Oh God, it's hot in here.
Isn't it? I've got the aircon on 22 and a half.
I'm in a rotisserie here.
Maybe we should shut the window.
I should move to Scotland.
I'm sure you can imagine that salt corrodes the roads a fair bit, resulting, of course, in the most fucking prestigious potholes you can imagine.
Oh, that would be, very dangerous.
Fucking sinkholes.
Yeah, the roads themselves are made from tarmac rather than bitumen, to answer the question asked on episode 2, but I think they're pretty similar, just named after different brands. So things could be considerably worse, my friends.
Should it still be called bitumen? Is that politically incorrect?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's got man in it. So it's bitch man, right?
Let's just call it bitch.
Yeah, bitch man.
Ho woman.
Bitch.
Call that.
Ho woman.
Bitch person. Bitch it. Bitch it. Bitch they. I'm so fucking confused, yeah, man.
It's hot,
it is so hard. You're wanting it. I'm working in a fucking hot house.
The sewing room's going off.
Bitcher non-specified.
All right, I'm sorry.
He's like a fucking teacher waiting for it to be quiet.
Fucking imagine having you two in a classroom. Jesus. Yeah. Prancing fucking pony panthers. Good. Fuck off with your dickhead over-the-top celebrations.
Yeah.
Now, if I had you in my class, Neil, you'd go to top of the table. Good lad. Did you see them after round 17? Jesus, you think... After round one, sorry, there's one with a question mark, not 17. That's my shit eyes after round seven. Jesus, you'd think they'd won back-to-back grand finals.
Yeah, Luai in particular. Yeah. Stop it, man.
He does.
Or mix it up. Do something apart from the jump on the shoulders.
Crichton and Luai, those two, they're really annoying.
Did you see when we scored? I mean, we don't score much of Bulldogs, and Addo Carr jumped on one of the Bulldogs, and they were carrying him like a pharaoh. Like he was like body surfing on one person.
Yeah.
That's for such a long time.
That's not bad. That's all right.
That was on Thompson, wasn't it?
Yeah, good core integrity, Josh.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'll get to you later, but.
Man, I pray someone stops him from actually happening.
South why Sydney don't teams take the piss out of it? Like, say you guys this week, when you score, why don't you take the piss out of it? Do the same thing, but just fucking, you know.
Yeah. Oh, look, if they hire me as post try celebration coach, you'll see some doozies. Oh, yeah. You'll see some doozies. I'll put in my CV.
You run out with 13 plates. Put them on.
Get your ball down.
They're heated. Right,
now spin. We've got 20 seconds here.
But I have to say Storm don't look likely so far. So who else then? Eels? Be absolutely beautiful to see To'o being brutalised by the winger, the savage Pappy this week.
That was good.
They are looking tidy so far.
Broncos waka waka.
They are.
Broncos are about where I expect them to be. Hopefully they can squeeze into the eight come the business end, but they've got a long way to go.
Long.
Top 10 would be a good finish this year.
Yes, long way to go for the eighth of Broncos.
Yeah.
They'll improve. They're improving.
Well, that was pretty... Anyway, we'll get to that game.
Yeah.
Well, gents, I bid you farewell and look forward to the next pod. Keep up the outstanding work. Neil, the chieftain of Brisbane.
I feel like he's wandering back into the forest somewhere.
Yeah.
I see.
He's going to go kill a deer. Yeah.
Although I'm still open to other nickname suggestions, just not jailbait.
That is across the world sledging right there.
Thank you very much. Neil?
Sir.
We got heaps of emails this week, like ridiculous amounts, so we can't get through all of them, I don't think. But this comment was left on YouTube by someone called McBain. I'm just going to read it out, and I thought it's a bit controversial, but anyway. Okay. I have to express my disappointment in this podcast, and especially to Ray Turkish Cheese Carney. I sent him two photos of girl-on-girl NRLW action. One where the fullback got both her tits out over the sideline, and one where one girl was getting mobbed by three others and getting her shorts pulled off, and yet there was no mention of it whatsoever.
You sent it to the wrong person.
Well, we're not a sex
for
podcast.
For shame.
Not yet.
Could be.
It's on the line there, that one.
So McBain, tell me this.
See, this is why it's just dangerous. It's
your
dangerous
respect for women as athletes comes down to how much flesh you can see. Is that right?
That's a form of respect.
Tut, tut, my friend. Tut, tut.
You're tutting?
I'm tutting.
Why didn't I get the photos? That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, you were showing me one of the photos last week.
Oh, that
you?
One. Yeah, that was good. That should have been. She should have got 8 for that try.
Yeah. Yeah, geez, you look creepy then, mate.
No, it's all right.
I was going for it.
The game, the women's game is going good, man. I think I'm all on board. Like next year when they have our, imagine having our teams in there as well. I think it's going to be good. I think it'll be great. Yeah, the unicorn.
When's the country women's league starting?
Wow.
That would be something.
It's called the Cunt League. Did you know that? Unfortunately, because the shortening, the abbreviation. All right, that was 54. Are we deleting that one?
You get good viewership the first couple of weeks.
The Port Macquarie boys were on socials as well. Thank you. We're thinking of doing a show up there one day. And
wow.
Like a suicide show, basically. I don't think we're coming back from that show. Mm. So we'll say bye to our families and friends. And
what's the drug situation up there, boys? Carney's too afraid to ask, but yeah. I mean...
If he has to travel more than four-hour radius outside of Sydney...
He needs to be fueled by narcotics. Yeah. Weapons-grade narcotics. Yeah.
Straight Lakista.
No, we'll be up there one day. It'll be a good show.
It'll be a good show. Good
gang.
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing live shows, Larry?
COVID.
What would the percentage of a live show be shit talking and rugby league? What's the percentages?
About what it is now. 80-20?
I think it'd be more shit talking. We'd have to deal with the crowd, and the crowd would be doing more shit talking than us.
100% shit talking, no rugby league.
No rugby league at all.
That's a motto. That I'd go watch. Yeah. That'll bring him in. Storm 24, Eels 28, extra time. It was 12 all at half. It was 24 all at full. Good game, this.
Unbelievable game.
Mate.
Let's cut the bullshit.
Yep.
Let's cut the bullshit. Our hero.
Yeah.
Ray Stone. Our special boy.
No stone unturned, this one.
Well, okay. Yeah. Oh, good.
Oh,
thank you.
He not only did he win him the game. It was the last play he ever did for the rest of the year and for the Eels.
He's cruel and unusual punishment.
He is unbelievable.
What the fuck was that?
That was Enrique Iglesias.
You love him, don't you? You far remember.
That's what you think you look like, isn't it?
It is.
Holding on to the wall.
Don't stain my wall.
Put my balls on.
I remember. Don't turn out the light. Remember I was making fun. Remember he was singing to... not Sharapova. What's his missus' name?
Sharapova.
No.
Andre Agassi.
Kournikova.
Kournikova.
Yep.
And I was putting shit on that song, and you said, I like it.
Oh, fuck. He's just making shit up now.
Am I?
Makes me reminisce.
What a play, though.
Wow. And redemption. It was redemption and depression all at once.
Yeah.
All right.
He's poured out all the music.
He's playing just these fucking... liked songs on Spotify at the moment. No.
This is for Ray Stone. I haven't done a haiku in a long time.
They take precedence over everything.
I decided that it was time.
Good soundtrack.
Yielding like moss, the water rushes swiftly. Stone breaks his cunt.
I'm going to cry. I'm getting emotional here.
That was good. God, it's right near.
But, mate, what a play. He won't play for Power again. He won't play for the rest of the year.
Oh, he's signed to the Dolphins, isn't he?
Yeah. I remember last year in the semi against Penrith, they put him in at hooker, and he just fucked it. He had the worst game ever. And then he comes out, wins this game for him, and does his ACL, the poor bastard.
Unbelievable game.
You're going to see him on a tractor at fucking the shopping mall picking up trolleys soon, this guy.
No.
He doubled his all-time try-scoring record, too, in one game.
What about that step, though? It was just crazy. It was
worth it. It was worth his knee. Yeah, to fucking... to do it.
Just he, 2 points. That was for 2 points. He put his whole season in line and the team first for that 2 points.
Team
and
player.
What a guy. What Brilliant. A guy.
Brilliant.
He's yeah, he played well. He scored the other try as well before that as well. Let's not forget that. And that was effort play again to get that try, chasing along. So he's the king. Forget Guffo is the king.
Long live Ray. And Ray Stone.
Ray
not
Stone
Ray Carney.
From Mossvale.
Bray Finasta, did you know he's a player manager?
Who's he manage?
I did
Cameron
know that.
Munster. Did you know that?
He manages Ilias too. I'm going to turn the aircon up.
Alright.
He's a player manager as well.
He doesn't strike me as the smartest bloke around, Brafe.
Yeah, but Cameron Munster, he's got him as the main player. Like, that's crazy. I found that out during the game, so that was insane. Get back on the bike, mate.
You know what happened in this game, Ray?
Yeah.
One of our sort of strange, if this happens, the world's come to an end predictions.
Yep.
Nick Meaney was killing it.
Well, you know what happens if Meaney goes well.
Yeah.
Doing a big turd on fucking Bellamy's fucking kitchen bench. And I'm going to film it.
And put it on the website. We'll put it on Facebook.
Because if he can turn that guy, and he played well, he looks fit. He looks a bit muscly. He's all right. He's looking all right.
Can we talk about Nelson Asafa Solomona? Because I'm just not over that yet.
Must we?
Prick.
Ah, this guy, okay. Who was the guy that he belted? I can't remember his exact name. The blonde.
Right, we're talking about the hit in the head or the submarine tackle?
The hit in the head, right? But they had – this guy was bringing – this player was bringing it to Asafa Solomona for the last 15 minutes of that game.
Yep.
He wasn't taking a backward step, and he was coming out on top.
Dog shot.
Because he put a big hit on Solomona, and Solomona lost the ball, if you remember that. So then there's two guys tackling him. Asafa Solomona comes in, swinging arm, fucking clocks him in the head.
Yep.
It's a fucking dog shot by a dog person that has no morals or no ethics and should be removed from the game like a fucking pimple from the asshole of a homeless, drunken badger.
Makatoa was a para player.
Yeah.
It was a dog shot. And the lead up, like you said, that was so bad, man. Like,
Makatoa was giving it to him, man. And the big kid wasn't used to getting it back because he's been big all his life.
Yep.
You got a $1,000 fine.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's all?
Yeah.
And he didn't get a penalty during the game, did he?
No.
He got missed completely. He got
completely missed.
That's terrible.
And that's just a real blight on the game.
I think the Storm, they shouldn't be called Storm anymore. They should be called, like, the Passing Shower or something. They're just not up to...
Golden Shower.
They're just not up to what they were, I think. They're starting to slip just a little bit. I still think they're hovering around the top four, but I don't think they're going to be one and two.
The icing on the cake, though, was that Para won, and they played a really good game of football. Yeah.
But what about that try, that Munster kick? That was unbelievable. Mm. Come on. When they made that half break and then Munster and halfway just boots it into the corner.
He's good.
That's heads up footy, man.
Yeah. He'll be a dolphin.
He's a porn star. Do you reckon he will?
Yeah.
If his porn career doesn't take off.
His hair's
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. He's got the mo going, he's got the hair. I feel like there needs to be porn music played every time he touches
the ball. He's got what they call in the biz bakaki hair.
Bakaki hair.
Is that what makes it stay solid during the game? Wow.
Cameron Cunster. That's what they should call him.
See, I find that offensive.
That I was offended by that.
Yeah. He's crossed the line.
Fuck. All right.
Shit. I'm going to get a text about that too.
Are Para for real?
Not with Ray Stone.
Ray Stone.
Yeah, without Ray Stone, they're done. Put a line through him. Put a line for him, mate.
That's how highly we regard Ray Stone.
He's the cornerstone of that team. He's holding that team.
Cornerstone. That's what he should be called. Not Ray Stone. No. Cornerstone.
Why wouldn't you call... If your surname was Stone, why wouldn't you call your kid Corner?
Cunt Corner.
I was...
Is there such a thing?
We get really loose today, aren't we?
Because it was hot. It was really hot.
Yeah, now it's cold. Yeah.
Stop bitching.
Waka Blake ran over Pappen.
Waka, waka.
What a weird game that he played.
Every game, he's so rocks and diamonds. Oh,
he
is.
You mentioned that, mate, that game, he dropped crucial balls.
And then you do something, you're like, that's the best player there. And the next minute, it's like, he's the worst player there. Yeah, somewhere in the middle, Waka. Just somewhere.
His dinosaur carcass and crude oil. That's a new rocks and diamonds.
Wow.
That's one for you. Think about it, archaeologists out there. Get back to me.
Man, we've got a lot of archaeologists listening.
Yeah. We're big in the archaeology community.
Are we?
Yeah, huge.
They dig us.
Oh, there.
Hey. Thank you. You know, I don't like racism. I fucking hate it. Racist
when it's directed at you.
Yeah, I just hate it. And Michael Innes, that racist piece of shit.
Yep.
He called Sean Lane a giraffe. I can't believe he fucking did that. That is racist.
To the giraffe? Yeah. I think that's specist.
No, it's racist, mate. You can't call a tall white guy a giraffe. That's unacceptable.
Can you only call a tall orange guy a giraffe? With skin cancer.
Anyway, I was offended by that.
You have every right to be offended.
Yeah,
if you want to be offended, be offended.
I don't believe in giraffes.
Unicorns?
But I put giraffes in the same. Has anyone actually seen a giraffe?
Yeah, I saw one on the weekend, actually. I did. I went to the zoo on Sunday.
Sean Lane? Yeah, I don't know. I want rock solid proof of giraffes. I don't believe.
Really?
Wow. I reckon it's all animatronics and puppeteering.
When sorry a giraffe to all our archaeologists out there.
Does it just drop down its whole neck cavity in one go?
I don't think. No. It's not a fucking chamber.
Oh, fucking, it'll take a while though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It gets neck down.
And you know so much about something that you don't believe in.
Do you chew with your neck?
I do.
You eat it, just boom, gut.
I don't chew with my mouth.
So is it going down the giraffe's neck at just high speed? Like a six-year-old at fucking
it's like a Formula One apple.
What the fuck are we doing? I think Parra looking pretty good.
And fuck the storm.
Yeah. And those Parra fans out there, good luck to you, but don't get too excited.
Get your powders right.
I mean, 1986 was a long time ago, so just work up to it, people.
That's the longest
work up to it.
Non-GF winning streak, isn't it?
Well, for a team that is never short of money.
And constantly boasts a top four roster.
It's chances of Jared Hayne come back.
Oh.
Bush League. He'll be in Bush League soon.
Oh, he's going to play Fergo, isn't he?
Yeah.
That'd be unreal.
It's where
you should play for Kuma. Give back to the people.
Yeah. Bite Fergo on the pussy.
He could play in either the prison league or the country league.
That'd be good.
Raiders.
Good win, but
24-22. They were down 22-0, I believe, Mr. Carney.
Yes,
and
they
came
were.
Back to win.
The messages now, were flying.
Messages
thick and fast.
Were flying. At one stage, you claimed to be just a casual observer this year.
I was, and I was happy with that. Mm. I was happy just to sit back. I want to be a casual observer. I just want to just put a game on every now and then, and not be so invested in it.
Shut up.
Idiot. I don't, mate. It just ruins
everyone
me.
Everyone wants that. No one wants the stress that comes with fucking rugby league season.
Watch the NFL. You'll be fine. Yeah.
But look, we did end up winning, which is fantastic. But that first half, mate, alarm bells. It's not good enough. I know we're excited with the win, but you know, Titans.
You got to take your wins where you get them.
I'll take it.
You got to take your wins where you get them.
And that tackle from fucking. What's his name? Valame at the end was just amazing. The guy's fucking ass fell out of his shorts. He had a prolapsed anus, mate, after that tackle.
I bet you did too.
What a way to end the game, though, with a massive hit where they dropped the ball. They're like spreading it. It could have been a try. So it was just an amazing way. And Wyden's looking amazing.
Yeah.
It was rocks and diamonds last year, but I think he's diamonds this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. He was in everything.
Dinosaur, crude oil, mate.
When's the last time Jordan Rapana didn't get a cramp in a game?
But look at the effort he puts in.
1974.
Look at the effort he puts in. Like, seriously. He's they're on something.
He had, what's he, Sebastian Crisp back. I like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's good. All right.
He's going to be a mongrel. He's playing the prison league.
Yep.
Now, I'm looking at the halves in this game. You had Jack White and then you had Brad Schneider.
He's good.
Alexander Schneider. Brimson and Toby Sexton. That's a boy band. That's a boy band right there.
Can be your hero.
K-pop.
K-pop.
C-pop. Canberra pop.
I think, well, what do you guys reckon? What do you, we're floating, what, 10th?
22 downs, hard to come back. Look, having said that, fucking Titans did that to South last year.
Yeah.
They got, I think they put 26 on us.
It's and then we
came back and yeah, then we came back and beat them and made the grand final. So, yeah, you're in the grand final. There you go.
The Titans are the classic one-half team, extrapolate. Right? Like guys like Fafita, they just play a half and they Fafita, just check out.
They got a good team, the Titans. I think that we did well. Yeah.
But they're just a first half team, right? They fucking rack up points in the first half and then do they try and defend their lead or what? They just fall just nothing up. In the second half.
Yeah. Maybe they should just every week they score against Para.
Yeah.
Scoring like crazy in the first half. Then maybe you should just say Holbrook should just say, keep going.
Yeah.
Just don't defend it. Keep going.
Jimmy Miller, son of Dukes. Give us your thoughts. You're a Titans fan.
He's a Titans fan. And
chuck something up on Facebook, mate.
He would have been happy with that. But, yeah, it was like I think one of the sets was counted wrong as well by the referees. I think there was a four count in a set of six. So and we scored after that try. Then that was the one just before halftime as well. So I would have been pretty pissed off as a Titans fan.
Yeah.
But we played well. I think our forwards are good. Our backs are still building. We've still got everyone sort of whinging about Savage playing, but then
he's killing it.
Yeah, he's killing it. But I'm
killing
also
it in New South Wales Cup.
But did you see Dane Laurie? Did you see Sloane? Did you see Jaden in these games? Those small fullbacks are getting hammered. They're getting smashed. He might be able to perform one or two good games, but then to do it relentlessly every week. I think it's a good call from Stuart just to sort of hold him back a little bit.
Yeah, and just build him up a bit, you know?
Yeah.
You got to remember these guys haven't had time
in the
reserve grade.
That's right.
The reserve grade.
And Gula's like fucking one tape around the head away from looking like Mario Fenech. May as well just put a tape around his head and get on with it.
I copped a bit of flack for what I said about Gula last week.
Should you be saying it?
I'm just going to defend myself and say that when I was talking about his eyes looking a specific way, I didn't mean that in a negative racial stereotype. I meant that he looked like he was a Mongolian warlord that should have a falcon on his forearm. And it was taken the wrong way. And, of course, it was all twisted up.
I reckon he looks like a cross-eyed giraffe.
Oh, you wouldn't know what that
it's
is.
It's a cross-eyed nothing. Nah. All I can see is two googly eyes looking at each other.
Hallsborough smashed Fotowaker. That was my highlight. That was fun.
Got him right in the mummy and daddy hole.
Yeah. We re-signed him, which I'm still sort of, I don't know, I'm still a bit iffy on Hallsborough. What do you guys reckon about him?
Love him.
Yeah, love him? Yeah, just love the redhead. That's why you
love him. Starling is good, man.
Starling was amazing. He's like the new and improved Cookie. He's better than Cookie.
He's trying to look like Cookie, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He wants to play like Cookie. He wants to look like Cookie.
He's better than Cookie.
Is he a beach sprinter?
Yes.
I'm sure he has sprinted
on it. He's a lake sprinter, mate. He's a lake sprinter.
He ran around like Burley Griffin once.
Haven't we all?
I still don't like Hudson Young. He made some crucial errors during that game, and I just don't understand why he's a starter. I would have Adam Elliott over him, because Adam Elliott, when he came on, he was awesome.
I would have Adam Elliott over him.
Yeah. Over Hudson Young?
Yeah.
A fucking oath.
Adam Elliott's been over a lot of people.
Well, he's...
Do you know, like...
He's a very strong ball runner, Adam Elliott, seriously.
Yeah, no, you go.
No, sorry. He is a strong ball runner. Like, if you put him in a good team and just give him that edge running job, he's all right, man.
Doesn't seem as important. Now that I was going to say, in Norway, I think you do know this. When people graduate high school, they have to strip down.
As soon as he says Norway,
and I've only ever seen the female version of this. So, but I'm open to all.
I'm telling you, whatever you say, I'm going to Google it as soon as you say it.
They strip naked, and this is a rite of passage, and then they have to run around their local lake. Naked. That's a graduation thing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
That's from that movie. The alcohol drinking movie. Have you seen that?
No.
No. Anyway. So you're saying we should do that in rugby league?
No, well, we're just talking about Starling running around Lake Valley. Griffin just reminded me. A bunch of Norwegian girls.
Keep talking, I'm Googling.
I think we're in chance to try and sneak into the top eight.
Oh, definitely top eight. I think definitely top eight.
Or, oh, I don't know, man. Yeah.
All I have to do is agree with you. You're just like, oh, my belly.
Next game.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Hang on.
You have to basically, it's a dare thing, right?
Oh, it's just a, yeah.
A Norwegian thing. So dares include drinking a case of beer in 6 hours.
Shit. You could do that.
6 hours.
Having sex outdoors.
I could do that.
I could do both of those together.
No, you couldn't. You're like fucking trying to stuff a marshmallow into a money box.
Or running through town nude.
Ah.
Now, these guys had a bus for their end of school thing. It had 14 amps, 32 speakers, each pumping out 141 decibels.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
That's like a...
It's fucking crazy.
Weapon of mass destruction.
I'm moving to Norway and enrolling in year 11.
Yeah, nothing creepy about that. Nothing creepy about that.
Time magazine, and they'll take commentary in the Saturday Review, and let's see, Newsweek. I'll grab one of these. Take them all.
$50, $1 and a quarter. Hey, Ralph, how much is a copy of Orgasm?
Just put them in a bag, will you?
What?
Orgasm. This man wants to buy a copy. How much is it?
Doing a sociological study on perversion. I'm up to advanced child molesting.
Doesn't that sound weird?
Broncos 12. North Queensland Tractors 38. I thought they brought it, the Tractors.
Yeah.
And the Broncos pretended to bring it for 20 minutes.
They're a much better side this year, the Tractors.
Bit
you
of
know,
grit.
You know why?
No, I don't.
Peyton.
The Warlock has cast a spell.
He has Raiders blood. That's why.
Yeah. What?
All right. He's from Canberra. He's played the Raiders. So.
And his magical staff? And so he carries it?
And you guys owe him an apology because been nothing but bagging him since. And you need
out
to
of all the people, I owe a fucking apology. Yeah. You're going to stick Todd Payton in there? Yeah, mate, he's nowhere near the list.
But, mate, seriously, he took the Warriors and he turned the Warriors around and he's doing it with the Cowboys. I can't believe it. I had Cowboys dead last. I didn't have them winning a game. I just didn't see how they were going to do with Townsend as well.
The Warlock has magical powers.
He does, man. He does. It's just
crazy. They had a hard off season. Look, the real brutality of the season hasn't set in. It's fucking round three, for fuck's sake, okay?
And do you think...
Talk to me round 15.
And do you think teams are going...
Don't talk to me between now and then.
Yeah, it's fair.
Do you think the teams are going into a Cowboys match sort of like thinking this is just going to be easy? And that's obviously going to rub off once they start winning a few games.
They've had a lot of home games too, haven't they?
They have, haven't
two
they?
Two out of three at least. I mean, I think that helps at this time of year.
Yep.
What about Jeremiah Nanai?
Jeremiah was a nanai.
Who's that?
He's all right, isn't he?
He's good.
He's good.
And he's off contract, I think, so there'll be a few teams.
Scrambling. There'll be some scrambling. Mm. Is he represented by an Asta?
Yeah, he might be. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew he was a player. Remember when we saw him down Coogee Beach?
Yeah, he was on the phone. He looked like a player manager.
He was managing someone.
Come on,
I heard him. I heard his fucking phone.
Keep your head above water. That kind of shit.
I heard him on the phone going, ah, tell him no way. Tell him no way. 200 or nothing. Could have been talking to his bookie or his coke dealer.
Yeah. So, wouldn't you?
Allegedly.
Tell you what, if the Broncos didn't have Patrick Carrigan out there doing 8 million tackles, they might have put 50 on him. That guy was cleaning up air. He was doing a freaking Cam Murray imitation out there. There's some lazy dudes still in that Brisbane team, man.
Do you think Adam Reynolds was showing up a bit here?
Oh, when you're behind a pack, you just packs it in.
As the aged halfback of yesteryear.
You're just trying
He's going to go as well as that pack goes, right? Honestly.
Well, it's a good pack.
When they play. When they turn up. Like,
I was not picking this at all, man. I couldn't believe it. Not only did they win, they smashed them. It's crazy. At Brisbane, packed house. Was it Brisbane?
They've got the Broncos number.
Yeah.
Was it Queensland? They've got their number.
But remember those games used to be so close. Like, it would always be a field goal or extra time.
It honestly just looked like they played harder. I know that's real simple crap, but it just looked like the tractors played harder.
They're not turning up. Teams aren't turning up. Like, you saw the Raiders that first half, they didn't turn up and they were getting smashed and then they switched. It's just happening. The Roosters, the first game, didn't turn up. It's just, you just got to pick it. This round should have been called bias round because I was fucking sick of it. You had Blocker Roach calling the Tigers game, Kronk calling the Roosters game, Innes calling the Eels game, Talis doing the Titans and Broncos game. I'm sick of it. And it's just so blatantly obvious that they can't sort of say what they want to say because they're fucking working for the teams or they go for the team. It ruined it.
We should be calling the games.
There's no bias
there'd
at all.
There'd be no bias there.
No bias.
No me at on all. The South game?
We'd be harder on our own teams, actually.
Oh man.
We're ruthless on our teams.
My missus had to buy soft furnishings for me to throw at the TV because shit was getting fucked up.
Yeah, it's
love football.
Yeah, it's good. Gets all that pent up shit out of you. Yeah. Manly beat the Dogs 13-12 in the Twilight Zone on Sunday night.
Did they play that game?
They did play.
Oh,
we only play only play on Sunday night in torrential rain. That's the only.
That's in their contract.
Burton tried hard, but
you nearly
hasn't got a halfback. Mm. You know what's shitting me? Every game at some stage, Josh Adokar is just like hands on his knees, bent over, just exhausted.
He's gassed, isn't he?
Now, he obviously didn't get fit during the off season. There's no way he would have pulled that down in Melbourne, right?
No, he's not fit.
He's just not fit. So he's come up here, he's on big coin, and he's just decided, well, they're not going to make me do it, so I'm not doing it.
Is he talking more? Because I know he's trying to be a leader, so maybe he's gassed from all the
chat. Can you be a leader if you obviously didn't train in the off season?
What great team doesn't have a winger as a leader?
Yeah. Napoleon was a good winger.
Mm.
His right-hand fend was exquisite.
Yeah.
Mm. But he played on the left. And
the hat got in the way every now and then.
And the horse.
Fuck, I'd love to see cunts playing in the Napoleon hat. That'd be unreal.
He's a good sledge in Napoleon.
Yeah. But, he would be.
No one knew what he was saying, but it was fucking quality.
it was 1 point, man. I was cheering on the Dogs, and like they nearly beat Manly. Manly's a top side. So
they neutralised
Tommy. Well, back it up. Is Manly a top side?
Well, I think they are.
To be revealed, I reckon.
Well, they've got the Dally M player of the year. I don't think they've got much else.
He's been neutralised this year so far.
Yeah. I had to fuck him off out of my Supercoach team.
He was trying his guts out this week.
Killing
Turbo. He was getting smashed because he was running really tight lines trying to make an impact and they just sweating on him.
Like, yeah.
Dale Cherry Evans, field goal. He's done a lot, hasn't he? Seriously.
What a hero.
Bastard. Mm. Jack Heverington's gone for the year.
That's pretty fucked, though.
That's bad.
Major dislocation of the shoulder and then kept playing with it and it popped back in but didn't pop back in right.
That's
bone on bone, they said.
Nastiness, man. So he's gone for the year.
Yeah. That's the big loser here is rugby league.
Yep. It is. Like, I like far him. Out. Oh, he was great,
yeah,
man.
He's a nut job.
Mm.
You got to have him out there.
Yeah. Damn shame.
And not cheap shot. No, he's not a cheap shot. He wouldn't do what Solomona did. He wouldn't run in with a swinging arm.
He fronts up, man.
He'd shirt front you. Like, what's his name on Thingo?
What's his name on Thingo? fuck's sake. Manly play Canberra this week, Ray Carney.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know. Well, I can't call a Raiders game at the moment. I just don't know what. They're either going to be fucking horrible this year and finish in the bottom four, Manly. Yeah. Or we're going to be. We're going to be in the top eight.
All right, Glen Willow. That's your favourite stadium. You got the hills and the sunset. Yeah.
Dales,
and the mountains.
Wineries. Yeah.
Love it.
Winning Post Hotel.
Your meth from the Banditos up there.
Decent pub there.
I don't think it's the Rebels, actually. Control.
Good noodles, control guy. Trade up there. Get some good noodles in Mudgee over the years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
What kind of noodles?
Good noodles. Old school China. You know, those old school country town Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking awesome. Got no idea what you're called, brother, but you're a legend. Smash him every time I go there.
All right, I think that's nearly the end of the show if we're talking noodles.
You ain't got time for noodles?
Sums up the show.
You ain't got time for noodles? Who's going to win this Mudgee clash? That's what I want to know.
This show always
Said, Raiders are finishing either bottom four or around top eight somewhere. I have no idea. You guys have an idea? You guys think they're shit? Yeah, I get it.
I think Manly will beat you. Trent Robinson's got COVID.
Really?
Hmm.
That could be the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah. Yeah. watch what I say.
If Trbojevic brings his hips to the game, they'll win by a handsome margin. But he hasn't been able to thrust his hips like a young Elvis for some time. So if he can get that hip work moving.
Shakira style.
Maybe he needs some tassels on his fucking jersey. Nipple tassels.
Who are the Dogs playing?
We got an easy one this week.
No, you don't have an easy one for a while.
We got Melbourne in Melbourne, and we have Penrith and Souths after that.
Now, how good would that be, beating Melbourne in Melbourne? Two losses in a row for Melbourne. That would be insane.
I'll probably regret saying this, but we're normally not too offensive down in Melbourne.
You're good with Melbourne.
I think it's going to come down to a kick from the sideline.
Oh, that's...
We haven't got a kicker.
Yeah, so you'll lose.
And that's pretty much why we lost the other night. Burton missed two very... we're up 8-0, missed both conversions.
You should apply to the NRL to have someone chuck it over.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Chuck it from the 20 metres. Yeah. Lob it like a fucking hand grenade.
That's it. I'm spent after this.
Well, there was a lot of fucking around. But, you know, that's who we are. That's what we are.
Thanks for all the interaction, people. We're enjoying it.
Yeah. The listens have been going up. It's fantastic. I'll be posting the YouTube as well, and it'll be on Spotify and everything, and also the shirt. We've got merch coming out as well.
What a world we live in.
We asked you a few weeks to tell a friend this week.
I think it's
tell an enemy.
Oh. That's probably the best thing you can do. Yeah. Tell an enemy, make them suffer for this hour and a half. Purge them. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back with the round four wrap up next week. Balls willing, because my balls will be out, and there may be a flop. Did I tell you about when I'm going to just chuck this in? When I went to get this looked at by this young Indian doctor. And he said, okay, take your pants off, because I've got swelling in my balls, for everyone that doesn't know. I think I've been very clear on that, but anyway, in case you don't know, there's swelling in my right testicle. I went to the doctor. My missus said, you got to go to the doctor. It looks like a fucking snooker ball.
Which number? The 8-ball?
Pot black. And so I go to see the doctor, a young Indian guy, Dr. Russell, loveliest guy. Anyway, so he puts his face shield down.
For your balls?
Well, yeah. I don't begrudge anyone that.
Yeah.
He says, take your gear off. So I took my gear off.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can I just sort of fucking pop it out the front? He goes, no, need everything off. I said, okay. And so I grabbed my dick and I was holding it. And he said, no. He said, I need to do that.
In situ.
He needs to do that.
So he wanted to see your ball in situ.
In situ.
Mm.
And so he grabbed my penis and pushed it out to the side. Right? He's holding it out to the side, one hand.
Best day you've had in years.
Let me finish. He's holding my penis out to one side in one hand, and he was cupping my balls, and he's giving them a good old...
Did it move?
No, it didn't move. But when he was talking to me, he's very thorough, so he was explaining everything that was happening. But
Dr. Russell ended up with a floppy Frankfurt in his hand.
people, when they're talking, especially people of Mediterraneans like myself, Southeast Asians, tend to speak with their hands a lot. Dr. Russell had a handful of my cock and balls while he was speaking with his hand, and he was just fucking gave me a tongue job.
Are you seeing the same doctor tomorrow?
Absolutely. He hasn't returned any of my cards.
He's getting there 20 minutes early.
As promised, the little Easter egg is our exchange last week after I politely asked Ray Carney.
Would you like to play the role of Ray Carney?
Are we playing the role?
I've got it right here.
Yeah. Use your microphone. Idiot. We might as well play ourselves in this.
Okay.
And he said, Xavier. And I said, is that how you say it? Purely innocently, nothing sarcastic
about it. Just a question, that's all it was.
And Ray Carney being English is second language, is that right? Third. Or third, maybe?
Third.
There'll be another whole fucking thing about that.
Turkish and Vulcan.
I've never had to pronounce the name Xavier before you dickhead had to put it in title, didn't you? You're worse than a fat old lesbian at school. Fuck off, Floyd.
How many fat
common old lesbians mistake did you again? Get piss with? Off. All hail fuckwit English. He's so clever. I'm going to edit some of this stuff out. Get fucked, you fat lesbian nerd.
Is that what you wanted?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Aren't you an English professor too?
That was good. Good delivery.
I changed it, you fat baby.
This is what...
He's getting angry. He's getting angry.
Would you like me to play Ray Carney?
Just sticking up for myself, asshole. No need to change it.
Morton, this rancor is exciting.
This is what fat lesbian wanted. That's you, Morton.
I didn't think you wanted me to bring up the scooter incident again.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, you shouldn't have brought up the scooter incident.
Ha! And where do you get off calling me fat?
On-air mediation next week. This is it right now.
Off-air punch-up.
Happening in a 2 minutes time.
Don't forget the lesbian part. I'll play the low game. You can't bend down.
I'm a proud lesbian man. I can't bend down if it's on a wooden bridge. Good night and get fucked, both of you.
End.
End.
End scene. All right. See you later.